Let me get back to the piece here by Leonard Sachs, because I thought he was getting ready to hit all the cylinders here. It's under the title of The Unspeakable Pleasure, and he's writing about the unspeakable pleasure that young men and a few young women today take in killing people. Now, it shouldn't be a mystery to anyone as to why this has occurred. You have people that make entire livings and have made profit from the murder of the soon-to-be born via the ghastly and illegal process of abortion. You're going to have people that think that killing is okay. The two are linked. You can't have one set of people that say it's okay to kill and another set of people that say it's not okay to kill. And no, I'm not talking about the difference between the hangman and the criminal. I'm talking about the difference between Citizen A, who lives at 113 Main Street, and Citizen B, that lives at 114 Main Street. Citizen A says, hey, Lammas, hey, neighbor, killing your soon-to-be-born child, that's not cool. It's also against, you know, God's law. Well, that's just what you say. That's just your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. I'm pretty sure that I read it somewhere and that it's part of eternal transcendent law. But go ahead, if you insist. You're going to have people, young people, that are not going to be able to distinguish between the two. Why anyone thinks or why anyone is having such a hard time figuring this out, to me indicates that they're not operating with goodwill. They don't want to understand it. And to understand the failing that is the political system to deal with this and to deliver a remedy, when in fact the political system has actually produced the crisis. It is the political system which says that it's high, that the highest power on earth is what? The Constitution begins with what three words? We, the people. When we, the people, were elevated over him, the God, it was over on that day. It was only a matter of time before it became apparent. And now we're in the final stages here, many of us believe. We're in the final stages, the final throes of this experiment that began with what's called the Enlightenment, what ought to be called the snuffing out of the light in the 16th century. It's running it. Look, every time I think, well, what could they possibly do for an encore to offend moral sensibilities more than they've already done, or to commit acts of moral atrocity more than they've already done? And then I'm never disappointed. Well, I guess you could do that. And then along came the tranny mammies.